With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden says he's, quote, determined to get as much done as he possibly can in his final 6 months in the White House. Speaking by phone to staffers at campaign headquarters, Mr. Biden said his decision to withdraw was the right call.
I know yesterday's news was surprising and it was hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do.
White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients urged aides during a staff meeting Monday to keep their heads down and remain focused on the work that remains. Also on SRNews.com, the director of the Secret Service says the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump was the agency's, quote, most significant operational failure in decades. During a House Oversight Committee hearing, Committee Chairman James Comer asked agency director Kimberly Cheadle about the deployment of officers and resources on July 13th.
I will repeat the question. Have the investigators reconstructed the shooter's precise moments over the past days, weeks, and months?
I understand your question, Chairman, and I share your concerns about wanting to make sure that we have factual information.
Cheadle acknowledges the Secret Service failed in its mission.
The assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump on July 13th is the most significant operational failure of the Secret Service in decades, and I am keeping him and his family in my thoughts.
Lawmakers peppered Cheadle with questions about why she should be allowed to keep her job. A group that monitors settlements in the West Bank says Israel has budgeted millions of dollars to protect and support the growth of small unofficial Jewish farms in the Israeli-occupied territory. U.S. customers who bought a new General Motors vehicle last quarter paid an average of just under $49,900. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 24 points. This is SRN News. The Army has been treating pro-lifers like terrorists for some time.
A lot of people were shocked to discover this month that anti-terrorist training used by the service includes slides that identify the national right to life and other pro-nations as potential domestic terrorist threats. The Army has since apologized and abandoned that training regimen, but a congressional investigation has revealed that the training had been used for at least 7 years before somebody finally blew the whistle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The last time Congress passed a law to protect children on the Internet was in 1998, before Facebook, before the iPhone, and long before today's oldest teenagers were born. Now, a bill aiming to protect kids from harms of social media, pornography, sex trafficking, and other online platforms appears to have enough bipartisan support to pass, although whether it'll actually do pass remains uncertain. This is SRN News. The death toll is rising after rains brought severe mudslides to Ethiopia.
Upwards of 150 people have been killed in mudslides in a remote part of Ethiopia that's been hit with heavy rainfall, according to local authorities. Young children and pregnant women are among the victims of the mudslides in the Kencho Shasha Gozi district of southern Ethiopia, reports a local administrator. The death toll has risen sharply as search operations continued in Gofa Zone, the administrative area in which the mudslides occurred. Landslides are common during Ethiopia's rainy season, which started in July and is expected to last until mid-September. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Coca-Cola is raising its full-year sales guidance after a stronger-than-expected second quarter. The Atlanta beverage giant said it now expects organic sales to grow between 9 and 10% this year. More details at SRNnews.com.